1 Corinthians 13 is one of the most familiar and beautiful passages in the Bible for many. Love is patient, love is kind. And yet it has also been noted by many that while it is one of the most admired passages, it is one that throughout the ages, no age has been able to actually manifest. No age can actually do what it speaks to. And we recognize when we don't. Century after century, day after day, we know when we're not living the ideals of love. And we are not pleased with ourselves, not pleased with our nation, with our world, when we recognize how we're falling short. And yet, century after century, we continue to strive, don't we? As individuals and as communities. That first church in Corinth, they were failing miserably. Months, years into their existence. Yet the church still strives. We still strive. Why do we still strive to something we have yet collectively been unable to manifest? You know, I think I know why. I think I know why we keep striving. Just as awesome as it is, the truth that the scientists tell us, that we are literally made of stardust. As awesome as that truth is, there is also the equally awesome truth that the church teaches, that we are literally in the deepest places within us, pure love. God is love. We are love. We are each a unique embodiment in the deepest place within us of a unique and pure love, just as every snowflake is different. I've looked at hundreds of pictures of snowflakes. They're so beautiful. They are so different. Just as we are living in this wondrous world, which we're learning more about every day, how vast it is, how extraordinary, how we're made of stardust, so too we're made of love. That's why we keep striving every day, each in our own way, to be that love. Because it's who we are. And yet, what a contrast between that ideal that is within us and how we live our days. I, myself, am not always patient. I'm not always kind. Sometimes I'm envious. Sometimes I boast. Sometimes I'm proud. Sometimes I'm rude and self-seeking. Sometimes I'm easily angered. Sometimes I do keep a record of wrongs. Sometimes I even delight in evil and do not rejoice with the truth. I'm not always protecting. I'm not always trusting. I'm not always hoping. I'm not always persevering. And many, many, many times, I fail. But still the truth remains that deep within me, as in deep within each of you, there's pure love. And as Swedenborg wrote, love wants, most of all, to love and to be loved. And I want, most of all, to love and to be loved. And I believe that every person I meet wants most of all to love and to be loved. Love has its most meaning when it is personally experienced and felt. The love that created this life and each one of us wants to love, and it wants to be loved and recognized and experienced and felt. And the way that that happens in this world is through us. So it can help to give love a personal name, our name. I want to show you the difference this makes, but I have to borrow somebody's name. Bill, can I borrow your name? It looks like it's that. Bill is patient and kind. Bill does not envy. He is not boastful. He is not proud. Bill is not rude. He is not self-seeking. He is not easily angry. He keeps no record of wrongs. Bill does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. Bill always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Bill never fails. And so it is true for each one of us in that most inmost pure level of our being, where we and love are one. So how do we remember this? How do we make it so? That's actually what religion's for. That's what the church is for. That's what this church is for. And that's what this spiritual community is all about. Helping us to remember we are love. We are loving and we are loved. How to remember? That's actually supposed to be what every sermon is about. A reminder about how to remember. So one way for us to remember is to take some of the most beautiful truths from the Bible. Write them down. Make them personal. Put our name in them, your name in them. And take them out and say, choose one and say it. Read it out loud to yourself every day. From now until January 1st, 2007. Make it your own. Let the divine speak to you personally and help you to see how you can live a life that brings more love, more joy, and more peace to you personally and to our world. In closing, let's try this together, if you're willing. Bill, let us use his name. Now I want to invite each of you to use your own name. And look at the reading from 1 Corinthians. And let's say together, and let's say it silently, but move our lips, okay? Even whisper. But make your mouth say, shake some of the words. And where it says love, say your name. And where it says it, say either he or she, whichever you are. And when you do, I invite you to let this truly be a spiritual practice and to know that it is love itself that is speaking to you and is recognizing you